My name is Christelle Donaldson, and you're listening to The Working Mum Show, episode number 9, Mum Story, Finding a Job in Switzerland Without Speaking the Language or Having a Degree, with Christina Alosta. Welcome to The Working Mums Show. I'm your host, Christelle Donaldson, mum of two and busy professional. In this show, we explore different ways to find balance and thrive as a working mum in Switzerland. We'll share practical advice and inspiration to help you prioritize your health, family and career. From self-care and mindfulness to career development or financial planning, we'll cover a range of topics to help you feel your best and achieve your goals. So join us as we dive into the challenges and joys of being a working mum and discover how to create a life that's balanced and fulfilled. In this episode, I have the pleasure to talk with Christina, who is a mother who has been in Switzerland for a few years and simply wants to share her story of how she managed to find a job in Switzerland in an area that she wanted to move to, marketing, without having a degree in marketing and without speaking the local language, in her case, German. So she gives great insights as to how she approached it, the barriers that she got, everything that everyone was telling her of why it would not be possible, etc. And I'm going to let her speak and share her beautiful story because I'm sure it's going to be very inspiring for you all. Hello, Christina. Welcome to the podcast today.
Hello, Christelle. It's really nice to meet you and really nice that you are having me here and I'm able to tell my story and encourage other women to pursue their dreams.
Yes, it's very nice. I'm very happy indeed to have you on the podcast as someone willing to share her story. So actually, can you introduce yourself and tell us more about where you come from and how you first arrived in Switzerland?
So my name is Christina Hallister. I'm a marketing specialist working in a startup now in Zurich, Switzerland. I'm based in Zurich. I come from Romania. I have a background in law school, but I never pursue it. And my career was a little bit, going in different direction. I worked in sales, I worked in office management, and then I had experience with e-commerce and then marketing. The reason I came to Switzerland is because I followed my husband. So he received an offer and we were having great life in Romania. And then we decided that we all come here. I also have two boys, 7 and 9 years old now. When we moved here, they were 2 and 4 years old. So it was a little bit challenging, I would say. By the time we moved to Switzerland, I was not working. I was in maternity leave, well, almost finished the maternity leave. And yes, so we started the process of adjusting and finding apartments and so on, you know how it is.
Mm-hmm. And so did you want to go back to work straight away when you arrived, or did it take a while for you to start looking for a job?
It was not straight away. First, I had to integrate the children. So the oldest one went straight to kindergarten. And then we had to look for an apartment, for a permanent one, because we were in a temporary one, a furnished temporary one. And we were lucky enough because this apartment was in a Genossenschaft. And in the end, we found an apartment here in the Genossenschaft. And I don't know if people know, it's really, really hard to get a Genossenschaft apartment in Switzerland, especially if you're an expat with less than 1 year in living in Switzerland.
What's a Kinderschaft? Sorry, I don't speak German, so I don't know what it is.
So it's an association that offers apartments for people, multicultural also people and families at a very low rate.
Okay.
With a high standard.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me then, because when you said you wanted to come on the podcast and register your interest, you mentioned that you came to Switzerland and found a job in marketing without a marketing degree and without speaking the language. Yeah. So the big question, how did you make it possible?
Well, it was not straight away. I'm living in Switzerland already for 5 years and a half, and I'm working in Switzerland for 1 year and a half. So let's say the process took 4 years for me. But let's say it was a decision I made because also I needed to be available for the kids at home. So that's why, let's say my process was not a straightforward. So I didn't start to learn the language immediately because I was so eager to really enter the workforce, with my skills and whatever I had at that moment. But then I realized that it's really, really hard, to enter the labor market in Switzerland. So I was gathering information from different people, from different forums and groups, and so on. And I started with volunteering activities. And because I wanted to be flexible and not to be out of home too much time because the kids were pretty small and I had to be available for them, I found an online ONG which they were promoting news in rare diseases, and I was doing the newsletters for them. So this was my first marketing
Yes, I can see where it's
volunteer
going.
activity. Yes. And after I started with that, this was in June 2018. After that, I realized that I needed more skills. I needed to learn more. I needed some certifications in marketing, at least to start to gain experience in marketing. And as I was having already like 1 year and a half break from my last employment, I said, okay, so I need to find an internship, something that I can do online, that I can do remotely, that I can do it at home, and that I don't have to go anywhere. I don't have to commute, and I can be available here at home, for my kids when they come from kindergarten or kindergarten and so on. So I found a platform. It is now called Acadium, and they are offering internships, apprenticeships. They call them apprenticeships. For a 3 months period where you can apply, so you create yourself a profile, a CV, and then you apply to get these apprenticeships with small businesses and learn new hands-on skills. And then I got accepted immediately with my first business, and it was a Swiss one.
Is it an international platform or it's just
Yes,
in Switzerland?
it's an international one. It's based in Canada. They have headquarters in Canada, but they have an international market. And this was something that I found online. It was exactly what I wanted at that time. The internships are not paid, so you really just work and learn for free. nobody pays you for that. But for me at that time was really, really important that I gain experience. And because I realized that first I need to gain a little bit of experience because I didn't have enough to really start to look for full-time jobs in Switzerland. So I did 3 apprenticeships. They are part-time, so they were required only 10 hours per week. And so it didn't take too much of my time. I was really able to do the apprenticeship and also be a full-time mom and wife and, house manager, you would say. So I did 3 apprenticeships in the course of 9 months. And the second business told me, okay, Christina, we really want to continue with you and we want to pay you. So then I worked as a freelancer for them for 2 years and a half, I think. And this is when I really gained experience. I started to work on different platforms, learning about marketing automation. So I was really going deep into the marketing field, into some specific marketing areas.
That's great.
And this was around, yeah, so this was for around 2 years. And the time let's say the schedule was okay. The payment was so and so, let's say, for part time, you know, being at home all the time, you know. The business was in US, so there was no face to face meetings or any special requirements. But then after 2 years, I said, okay, now I think I have the right skills. Now I really need to step up. I really need to go further, you know. And then I worked really hard on my CV, on my LinkedIn profile, and starting applying for a series of internships. Also, I also applied in Switzerland and for associate and assistant marketing positions. And I started having interviews. I really started having interviews. So my CV was really going through. I was really receiving responses, positive, negative as well. Then, yes, in April 2022, I had the interview with the current employer. And they start me from the beginning, and the process was really very, very, like in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, I got the offer.
That's great.
Yeah.
And it was all in English, or was it at the time in the local
in
language?
Yeah, yeah, so I was, okay. Sorry, I forgot to mention, all the applications I made were in English. Yeah. In these 2 years, I started learning German, of course. So the years that I was working as a freelancer part-time, but I only arrived around B1, and I knew that it was not possible for me to apply in German, because in order to sustain an interview in German, you really have to go B2, maybe even C1. Even now, I'm still learning B2. I want to get the exam in next year, but I'm still not comfortable. I'm still no. It's with German, with you know, talking so technical and being so fluent, it's really hard. It's a practice that you would have to do, and me working in English for so many years now,
yes,
it's quite let's say challenging.
Mm-hmm.
I would say.
And I guess there are a number of companies in Switzerland who are working in English internationally, and for some of them, German is not necessarily required, or French or Italian, depending where
exactly.
you are.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Exactly. And always from the beginning, I realized that in order for me to really arrive to a German level that I could really sustain interviews and work, it would take me so much more time mm-hmm. than if I would have done it the way that I did, you know, do the apprenticeships, gaining more and hands-on experience in marketing, and really show my experience with the lack of the German language. But I knew, because Zurich is one of the most, let's say, mixed population, and also a lot of international companies are here. I knew that 50-50% I had a chance. So.
Yeah. So you started with a very strong belief, I think, and I like your plan. And I have a question, because, you know, you really invested your time, I guess, into developing your skills and your experience.
Yes.
When you mentioned at the beginning that you felt you needed more marketing skills and experience, did you also consider doing some training, like online or courses, or you went straight into experience, into a hands-on job with the internship?
So I was searching in that time, you know, I was searching online courses, apprenticeships, and so on. But I also wanted to work. It was my like, I need to somehow go again into the work, you know, even if part-time, because for employers, it's important that you don't get lost in the motherhood, you know, and that you come slowly, slowly back to the work life. Yeah. And this was a little bit, this was my approach. This was my idea that somehow a mother slowly, slowly, if they want to enter, it cannot be directly. Maybe you should have like 20 years of experience in the same industry, in the same niche. But as my experience and my background was quite diverse, let's say like this, I had somehow to come with a new approach. Mm-hmm. So when searching for these online courses, I found these apprenticeships, and I said, okay, I learn and I work in the same time. I also get the apprenticeship certificate, so I have the certificate, and I get to work, you know, with different platforms and implement different strategies and really, really work like a normal person, you know.
Yeah, no, it's very good. I guess one constraint of that is that you need to be able to afford it because you're not remunerated. But
Yes.
again, I guess if you're just a stay-at-home mom and you do not have any job, you don't have the salary anyway. So if
Exactly.
you can find the time, maybe when the kids are a bit older and they start going to school, because I can see, of course, there might be some rejections. have you shared this already, this approach with friends? And have you felt like women coming for advice and asking you?
Yes, I tried. I tried with a few, but well, some people, they say maybe it's a little bit too much effort to do it this way, you know. It takes a lot of courage, I think, and a lot of commitment, because I was working nights. I was really working nights, you know. And I still had my now it's 7 years old, but he was 3 years old, 4 years old, waking up in the night, having so many needs. And then a lot of times they got sick, and then, you know, all the challenges of having the kids. But I think it's about what do you want to do, and if you are open enough to try new approaches, right?
Yeah.
Because when you come to Switzerland, people tell you, oh, first you have to have the language. Without the language, you definitely don't get any job. Okay, this was my first rejection, let's say. Then another was, oh, if you don't know nobody, it's impossible to get a job. Oh, if you don't have experience, at least 10 years of experience in the same field, no way. If you don't have a degree, don't even try. So imagine all of this hearing all
yes.
the time. And I was like, I have to try. You have to try, you know. You have to believe that there is a place for you somewhere too. There is a place for everybody, for everyone, if they are willing to work towards their goal and towards their accomplishment.
Thank you. That's a very inspiring message.
Thank you. Well, I try to inspire. I mean, of course, I had so many doubts. Of course, I was procrastinating. Of course, sometimes I was like, what am I doing here, you know? Will I ever be able to really find the work, you know, because hearing all these hearsays, you know, without German, there is no possibility. Without a diploma, there is no possibility. And I was like, but I still have to try, because I believe that until you don't try and until you don't really, really, I don't know, you have to try 100 times to succeed once. Right.
Yeah, no, I agree. So tell me what specific or what kind of support systems do you have to help you? Because I guess you don't, your husband and yourself are from Romania, so you don't have family here. So, you know, how did you manage to free up some time, or whatever support did you get?
So I was having support from my husband when he was free. So he was, let's say, having activities with the kids. From time to time, let's say 2-3 times per year, my mom was coming and staying 1 month, you know, and then I had a bigger support. And I was a really good time manager. I was really managing my time in such a way that I could free up sometimes when I could really work. And normally this was in the night, so from around 9 until 12, this is when I was doing my work. And during the day, of course, all the house chores, you know, cooking, cleaning, washing, everything that the woman does, I did it all by myself. So, it's about also prioritizing. So it was a priority for me. And I knew, okay, during the day, maybe I can work 1-2 hours, you know, or maybe half an hour, and then in the night I was okay, now I have to give more to work for this.
It's very clear, time management, setting priorities, and maybe compromising, because
compromising.
You know, it's a temporary period. I'm sure, you know, you probably compromise on extra sport or leisure activities.
Exactly. I was doing that.
Yeah, I'm sure. And is there any specific accomplishment, or which part of, you know, your journey are you the most proud of?
The current job, definitely.
Yeah.
So from a professional perspective, I think I am the living proof that it can be done without the language and without a diploma.
Wow, this is
So if
really good,
anybody
yeah.
tells me now that this cannot be done, and I say, I'm sorry, I don't believe you. It's about setting goals, and it's about how committed you are and how persuasive and persistent you are in achieving those goals.
No, very
And
nice.
yes, because I really wanted, because when I started applying for jobs, so let's say half year before I got hired, I was really, really applying, seriously applying for jobs, getting in contact, in contact with hiring managers. So I was having really different approaches. I follow a lot of HR,
Yeah, tell me more about networking. What kind of networking did you do to try and get relationships with hiring managers, or what was your approach?
So one approach was to connect with them on LinkedIn and sending them an email with my CV, and sometimes maybe having a coffee, but this did never happened. But this was an approach that I read about it, and I was like, okay, maybe I could go have a coffee with the hiring manager. Yes, connecting. So connecting, following, always follow the company that you want to apply for. Make a list of the companies that you think are the best fit for you. So this is what I did. I made a list and I followed them and read about them and their activity and their culture. And I was following them on social media. I was researching their websites to see how they are working, what they are presenting, what they do on social media. Because in an interview in marketing, you have to show that you know what they are doing, you know what
Exactly.
they're up
Yeah, and
to.
you're also projecting yourself as if it's almost happening. So the company that you work for now, were they on there on your list?
No, they were not on my list. They were so they are a startup. They were not on my initial list, and I just applied with my CV, and they just called me the next day. So I applied on Sunday, and Monday I got the call.
But it was the result of a lot of preparation, I'm sure.
I think so. Yes, it was. I don't know. Let's say coincidence. I saw the job description. I said, okay, this I could fit. So a startup, small group of people. I have a lot of possibility to learn a lot of things, and this is so true. I mean, it's incredible the opportunity that they gave me. I will be forever and ever grateful for them. And in Zurich, hybrid, they have a lot of let's say a lot of benefits that were in my range of criteria. And I said, okay, so I will just send them my CV. But of course, my CV was already prepared, for a long time, was already set up for to be ATS compliant, because you also have to look at that. So a lot of research was done in the previous time, so in the year that went before the interview, and then this came, and that it was just happened. And during I just want to say that during the interviews, I really got COVID. I really got really bad, and I almost gave up. And then I said, okay, Christina, this is your last chance. You have to do it.
Oh, wow. Even more credit to
Yeah.
yourself then. And tell me, in your preparation as well, did you talk or did you hire or did you work with any like career specialist or career coach or someone like that? No?
No, I have a
No.
friend who did, but I didn't. I really did the research on just by myself, and I was attending all the webinars that were free and taking notes on all the approaches that I could do. I remember I did my CV alone, but I also had a lot of models, from different various people from different groups on Facebook or on LinkedIn, whoever was sharing their CV. I was just taking and making it, implementing it on my own. And then, of course, there is the idea that you have to have the keywords of the job description. So every time I was seeing a job description, sometimes I was reviewing and customizing my CV for that specific job description. But the research and the job is me. I never hired anybody. And I have one friend who said, you should be a coach. I said, no way, no.
No, but listen, your dedication is admirable. I mean, I can only say congratulations.
Thank you.
And it's well deserved because you set a plan to yourself, you had a vision, you went mm-hmm. after it, and you never gave up, and you gave
never.
Yourself the means to do it, right?
Yes.
It reminds me, you know, when I finished my studies, I went to New Zealand to find an internship, and I just wanted to go to New Zealand. And I looked at all the resources I could find online, the type of industries, companies, and I think I sent 121 CVs, and out of that, I got one.
Yes.
But you have to put in some effort.
Yes, yes. And I remember, I think over the years, I sent around 400 CVs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I did put in the effort, and I even expanded my area outside Switzerland. I was even thinking to work remotely, you know, for US
yeah.
or UK or some European country, you know, in the same range level of paying, let's say, like this.
Yeah.
And of course, I was always researching the average paying in Switzerland to know exactly what to ask for. And of course,
this is not easy as well when you come from another country.
No. So
that was it was a shock for me.
It was a lot of research in everything. So you have to study the company, you have to study their culture, the websites, then the how much they are paying, and then to see where your position would be in the median range, right? And how much Switzerland is paying, and then based on the location of the company, how much would they pay based on that location? Because Zurich salaries are higher than any other city in Switzerland, and you have to really go really deep in detail about your research.
See, you can become a coach.
Yeah, but maybe in the future, let's see.
So what final advice would you have for other working moms in your situation, coming to the country looking for a job, maybe with a degree or not, but not speaking the language and no experience in the country?
First, try to accommodate and integrate. This was my mistake, because I thought that I could do it, you know, I come here and I simply just apply to jobs. No, it's not like that. First, you have to learn a little bit the culture. You have to be among people. We were lucky enough to really have a community.
Sorry, Christina.
Yes.
Sorry, there was a little bug. you were just saying, sorry, just so that I can make sure I have a one sentence if I did. Connecting with people, I think you were saying. So maybe just restart.
So we are lucky enough to live in this Genossenschaft, as I said, and we were happy to meet new neighbors and people and make friends, and most of them are Swiss, and I got a lot of insights of the Swiss market labor and mm-hmm. a lot of advices, and then I gathered all the information and started to implement a little bit my strategy. But first you need to know what you want, and until you don't know what you want, you cannot make a plan for you. First, envision what you want, because I was having this diverse experiences. I was like, okay, so I go to sales, I go to marketing, or I go to office management. And then I said, okay, which is the let's say has the brightest future? And I said, okay, marketing, definitely. And I can work online and I can work from home, and this is so good. And then, you know, slowly I got there. But yes, first you have to know what you are good at, or what you can potentially be good at in mm-hmm. the future, you know, what is your potential? So
yeah.
3 years ago, if you would ask me, I would have said, I don't know this, or I don't know what to work with that and that. But these years brought me the experience and brought me the capability to support my vision, and to really now, let's say, advocate for myself.
Yeah.
I would say. Yeah.
Yeah, because nobody, if you don't have a network at first, nobody's going to do it for you. So I guess you have to be your first believer and your first support system, indeed.
First believer. First, set up a goal, then try to find out how much time will it take to achieve it. Then if you have to make some courses, try to see if you can make them, if your time is manageable, if you have the budget and the support system to do it, and try to implement them in your daily routine. So this was my way. So everything that I worked for free was implemented in my daily routine. So it was an extra work, but it was not for the family. It was not for the house. It was not for the kids. It was for me, for my personal and professional development. And this is what I say to all women, try to insert, try to implement these small little steps in your daily routine, and you can manage it. You can definitely do it. I mean, with the commitment and with the knowledge that this will sometime in the future benefit you, like it did to me, then you say it will be worth wasting time, not wasting, putting the time in there.
Thank you very much, Christina. That was amazing.
You are welcome.
You know, we will have to spread the word because that was very inspiring, and I'm sure you will help a lot of women here who come and are desperate about finding something for themselves.
Yes, and trust me, I totally relate, because after a few months, so after we found the permanent apartment, I got very, very sick. I got so sick. For a few months, I was like from February until June, continuously sick in 2019. I was really, really, really sick. And then I just say, okay, so I have to be able to take care of myself and to be able to provide for myself. You know, I cannot rely just on my husband. I cannot rely on relatives or community or friends. You know, you have to step up for yourself, because the kids depend on you. They don't depend on the father. You know, you are the pillar of the family, and you, with your contribution, you know, comes the strength of the family.
Oh, you clearly are a strong woman.
Thank you. Well, I try to be.
Thank you, Christina. It was really a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much again.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.